Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It is Thursday, June 10th, and the Yankees are going for a sweep in Minnesota at Target Field. And on today's pregame show, we're going to do things a little differently. We're going to discuss the lineup. We're going to discuss what we're going to watch out for, pitching path to victory, the homer draft, the over-under, and premonitions.
And the thing that will be different is we will all, at the end of the episode, reveal one secret.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that.
And Jake is not allowed to tell you about his missing testicle, because it's no longer a secret. And I knew you were going to use that one, but now everybody knows.
That was not a secret, and I had three, so now I have two. And a lot of people find that par for the course.
And you miss one of them.
What do you mean?
You miss it.
Jim, have you seen the lineup yet?
I have.
It's a good one.
It's an interesting one.
Okay.
It's a good one. I just don't like running Judge in center that much, but it...
Off day, festival, though.
Off day tomorrow? Great. Don't care then.
Bang.
Good lineup. Good lineup then. Like good numbers against Hap, which is weird. It's a bald thing, so I wouldn't have cared if they played Gardy, but...
Sure.
But I get it, because Gardy's a lefty and Hap's a lefty and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, the lineup is, in case you don't know, DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing second base. Aaron Judge is in center field. Glaber's batting three. Stanton's batting four after his big day. Gio Urshela is at third base, batting fifth. Gary is batting sixth. Andujar back in there, batting seventh and playing left field. Then it gets different from the last two games. Gittens will be at first base against the lefty Hap, and Clint Frazier will be in right field. So Gardy gets subbed out because he's a lefty, and Odor gets subbed out because he's a lefty, which brings Gittens in as the righty and Clint in as the righty. I like it. The only thing, like, I don't really care at all, but seeing Judge in center field doesn't excite me. It makes me go like, ooh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in a way.
He is one of the best. He's having such a good season.
Right.
It's like seeing Tanaka. This is a very bad comparison.
No, it's not. I'm going to stop you before you say the words.
If Judge was to get hurt in center field, it would be like, ugh, that's not worth it.
Yeah, but I think the good news is that Judge is pretty healthy. He looks incredible. He's an incredible athlete. And it's the outfield. Like, I hope the Yankees, and I wouldn't be shocked if they were smart enough. Like, Gardy ran into the wall yesterday, so maybe factor that into the off day today. Although, I looked at J-Hap's splits this year, and he's been horrible against righties and actually really good against lefties. So you could make the Gardy complaint because he got a couple hits, but hey, keep him hot. Don't risk him against the lefty. That's what Hap's been good against. And I think the other side of the coin would be like, Tyler Wade's played a decent brand of baseball lately, but with Hap being a lefty, and this is a good matchup for Gittens, like, let's get that first hit out of the way. Plus, if you call him up, give him some run. Let's get that first hit. So, yeah, I'm pleased with the lineup. And, I mean, you know, it's outfield. And, like, we saw Judge earlier this year. Like, he kind of implemented his own not-gonna-dive rule. I think if we see Judge coming up near the wall or anything like that, he's going to pull up. And that's fine. And that's fine. So, no qualms with it.
I mean, I'm, like, 99.9%. I like the lineup. I just don't think it's the best possible of what they have on the team right now. Like, say they face a righty. It's not worth
yeah, that. No, that's okay. Why I think we nipped that in the bud. I appreciate what you're saying, but stuff.
Do you have a what to watch for? Do you think the pressure is on because we've had two incredible pregame shows in a row?
No, I mean, I always have an incredible pregame show, or at least that's what I tell myself. So, no, I mean, we've been hot. It makes sense. We're all over it. Homer draft, over-unders, premonitions out the butt. I'm two in your Homer draft pick, told you it was going to Homer. It's all been beautiful. So, no, I'm going to play my game, and let the baseball gods do what they do.
Getting Cole's line right was pretty wild. Someone tweeted, I'd be like, hey, this is what you said it was going to be. And I was like, what? What?
He gave up 6-3?
No, I said 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 earned runs. It was 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 earned runs.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that out. I thought you said
I tweeted.
That's impressive.
I tweeted it, dickhead.
I don't follow you, dude.
Don't act like I'm a liar.
I didn't act like you were a liar.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Excited to check it out for my friend, dude. Why don't you get off your Peachwood island over there, okay?
How'd you know it's Peachwood?
I am watching the bottom three in the lineup today. Andujar, hot, hot, hot. Keep that going. My dude is hitting. Chris Gittens, he's going to get his first major league hit today, so that's exciting. And Clint, how is young Clint going to react to all the Andujar hype? He's won the left field job. Is Clint going to try to add some good smoke to the fire, or is he kind of going to go into a shell? So that is what I am watching today, Jim Buck, too. Do you have a what to watch for?
I'm watching the big dudes, Judge and Stanton. We both take them in the homer draft yesterday. They both got home runs. They have phenomenal numbers against Hap. I know that they've been teammates for the last couple of years, but before that, I mean, both of them have two home runs off of Hap. Both of them have OPSs that start with one dot, and it's 1.4 for Stanton and 1.6 for Judge. Mm. They have on-base percentages of 500 or higher, both of them. Like, these numbers against Hap are and they're in 14 plate appearances and 16 plate appearances. So that's, be it small, but for BVP, that's actually not as small as usually. Like, it's a decent BVP, right? Batter versus pitcher. And you know, if Stan's hot and Judge has been hot forever, like, I don't know, man. Like, I think I was worried about Hap versus the Yankees, but now I'm kind of really excited for these two and their at-bats against Hap, because those numbers are crazy. They're feeling really good about themselves, and I don't know. Hopefully Hap has a little more in him than Dobnak, because that was bizarre. But how they're hitting, how they look, and then Hap, I'm pretty excited about the two big guys. I like what you're saying about the bottom three, but I'll just say, like, the good guys should kind of feast tonight.
Oh, they've already scored 4 runs. So I love it, and it's kind of how much do they torment Happer tonight. But yeah, and hey, Gary's got a homer against him too, and he's trying to become a big guy again. Gary been hitting. So yeah, I love it. Hit 10 home runs. It's going to be funny to see Hap's persona on the mound today too. Is he redemption?
Fake beard Hap.
Pissed off Hap, you know, these Yankees screwed me, or is it like, you know, it might have been right.
He hates the Yankees. He's going to be fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that he throws 5 different pitches?
The Happer. Well, I mean,
like, believe it.
Are 3 of them fastballs?
2. four seam and a two seam, and then slider change curve.
Yeah, I mean, that. Remembering his slider curve combo makes me think that's one pitch that's just read differently by the machine. But
well, I don't know. To right-handed bat, he's never, according to this, he's never thrown a changeup or a curve to a lefty, only one, but he throws the slider to both. Who knows?
Okay.
I was just surprised to see that many pitches. You know, you know what else I thought about for this game?
What else did you think about for this game?
8 p.m. getaway day, podcast record episode sucks for us, and there's no way it doesn't suck because we're going to start earliest 11:30.
Sure.
And then go to 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. But Kinger and Happ do have the combination for a quick game. They both attack. They both attack the zone. They both try to induce swings to contact, not swings and misses. So maybe, like, you know, let's get like a quick first three. I'll let Happ get through the lineup the first time with just a three-run homer, or three solo shots.
Nice of you.
But, and King gets through, like, blanks him, and then a big blow-up inning in the fourth, fifth, knocks Happ out, and then, like, we go home our merry way, 7-1 Yanks. But there's a chance we can have a quick game today.
Well, no, I do. That is interesting for a sneaky under, you know, and the Vegas numbers have to be big on the over right now. J-Happ for, and how the Yankees are swinging the bat. But, and we saw it, I mean, when J-Happ does find cruise control, he does. So
it's
I do need the Yankees to get to him early. I kind of can't let him find that cruise control. Because you're right, and I do like that. Like, these guys work quick. It could be one of those things like you're an hour and a half into the game and it's the sixth inning and it's 1-0. And you're like, what? But yeah, I mean, even the Twins' bat showed a little bit of life yesterday, and King is going to make them put it in play. So you'd expect an offensive showing today.
You would.
What, Jim, could I ask you what you think the Yankees' pitching path to victory would be today?
Yeah, I think they'd like to use Chapman no matter what. 3 days off in a row with an off day tomorrow and then a 2 days over the weekend and then another off day. Because even if he pitches today, he can pitch back-to-back games in Philly with off days surrounding it, and he hasn't pitched in three. So I think if it's a four-run lead, I still think they'll use Chapman. Five or more, I don't think so. A loss, I don't think so. But I think you're looking for, like, maybe 5-0. Maybe they use Chapman. I wouldn't be shocked. But, you know, let's get those guys out there. Chad and Johnny – they're available. I'm not shocked if, because they've already won the series and they get the chance to do double off day and then stack rest. And those guys have kind of been going, not with like pitch. And every time they pitch, it's high leverage. They've been letting guys on base, getting hit, like throwing 20 plus pitches a couple of times in a row. Wouldn't be shocked if Johnny and Chad aren't like 100% the plan, but I'd expect to see him if it calls for it.
Yeah, I do think the Yankees this year especially believe in the super rest. So I do think if they have a chance to not use Chappie or Johnny or Chad, I do think they'll jump on that. I'm expecting Litke to probably be the first out of the pen. He hasn't pitched in 3 days, and that's a good opposite of Kinger. So if there's a good lane for him, let me see the Twins lineup: Polanco, Donaldson, Kirilloff. I mean, yeah, it looks like they're almost every other lefty. So, you know, they're probably going to believe in a Litke lane today. So I definitely could see that being the connector piece. Nestor hasn't pitched in 5 days, 6 days. So if they can, you know, if it's big runs one way or the other, I think they'd like that. If it is a close game, I do think they use the good guys because I do think they understand the rest is coming up. Like, that's why they have Judge in center field today. So interested to see what this game looks like.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if somehow King goes six, which I'm not expecting, but somehow he does. If they go Litke for two, Chapman for one, if it's like a 4-0 game or, you know, 3-5 run game, I wouldn't be shocked. but I think they're available. You know, I would bet they do use all the good guys. I just think with the double rest and already having won the series, no one should be shocked.
Yeah.
If they don't use the three guys. Whereas yesterday it would have been kind of like, or game one, it would have been like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, but tonight I don't think I'd be screaming about it.
Yeah. I will say, if this is the Yankees are down one, I think that is going to be interesting. Cause they just saw how much emotion got taken out of their team, after the Detroit series, that if they go full punt, like if you go Nestor down one today, I think again, that sends a message to the team that they're starting to realize they need to get away from. So that'll be a very interesting situation if they end up in something like that.
Who would be, do you think if King has to come out in the third and the fourth, do you think it's then like Lintlicker long relief, which is like two and a half innings right away? Like he'd be the first to kind of get it to the fifth.
If he's pitching into the fourth inning, like 3.1, I think you could go Lucas. If it's the third inning, I think you got to get Nestor because you're not sure how long this game is going to be. But we'll see. We'll see.
Is that the only options? Nelson not with the team right now?
Nelson not with the team. Krisky pitched last night, 23 yeah. bullets.
Had a good time out there.
Something like that.
All right. It's an interesting one because they won the series, blah, blah. Homer draft.
It's the Homer draft.
Jake, I think we... I think we have a chance to set a Talkin' Yanks record tonight.
Yes.
Like so far, there's five homers on the board in this three game series.
Yes. No. And I mean, it feels,
I don't know if we've ever done that.
It feels like the board is still open tonight. I would bet there's been some series with something close to that. There was a day when the Yankees used to homer. But yeah, I mean, if we can each throw up a couple points tonight, I think we're definitely in that. We're in like big research territory.
How many did I say we're at right now?
Five?
In April of 2019, we got seven on the board and you got six of them.
So time to have a day. It's a great day to have a great day.
Dude, listen to this. You got two from Glaber, two from Clint, and two from, or one from Tyro and one from Gary.
Yeah. Easy game.
That's got to be the record then. We've done five before. Shit. Oh, shit, dude. The Yankees used to homer.
That's what you're forgetting. But, Jim, I think that's why we got to dial it in right now, because a night is ahead of us. J-Hap looks bad. We got some bats.
We've done nine. I was excited. Thought we were close to a record.
Let's have a great day tonight, Jim. And I think you have the first pick, my man.
I do. So I will remind everyone, well, they're seeing it, but I'm not seeing it. Because I ask for just the shot of you, Jake.
Sure.
I can't. Judge, Andujar, Stanton, or DJ? Judge, Andujar, Stanton, DJ. Wow. The board's wide open for me?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like you're going to take Gary. But I've taken
him. Yeah, but you've already taken him.
So that's
him.
Your second pick. So it's figuring out your first.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a debate because do I want Gio?
Mm.
But you can't take Gio, so there's no defense to that pick.
Right, it's just if you want to pick a winner or not.
Or do I want Glaber?
I love the board, however it sorts out. So Feel free.
I will be taking Gittens and Gary.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick. Yeah, I mean, if Gittens doesn't get one in his first couple of bats, he's getting to the point where his first hit has to be a homer.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm kind of going to be rooting on for like a first at bat double. Because I think that'll take. Actually, no, because then that means he's got confidence and he's ready to hit a homer. So I need like a second at bat, sack fly. No, I don't know. I'm rooting for Gittens. I hope he homers.
It's a good matchup for him. Last game's feeling good. He caught a ball yesterday.
I feel good catching balls. Those are great picks. I mean, Gary's gonna homer. It's flip a coin on Gittens. Glaber's staring at me. He has not seen Hap, which is interesting. Seen a lot of Hap from standing behind him. I have to take Miguel Andujar. He's hot right now. Homer Festival Andujar. Not sure if he's got another one in there. I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope so, but I don't know. He's you know, 2 days in a row now or
right,
whatever.
And it's, you know, it's 4-7 games or whatever it is, 5-8.
I think it's 3 games in a row, too.
So, yeah, I mean, hey, do you believe in hot? So if he gets one, that would be cool. And then, I'm between, it's Clint or Glaber for me, and it's, like I said, Clint's a coin flip. He's either feeding off this and he's ready to try to make a conversation. Or I loved what you said the other day about Glaber kind of getting jealous of his friends. And it's Happer on the bump. You know what? I'm going to go with Clint just because my two guys at the end of yesterday's game got subbed out. And I could see Glaber getting subbed out today for Wade if it's a tighter game. So, if I get a bonus at bat late against Griffin Jacks again, I'm going to want that. So, I'm going Andujar and Clint.
Okay. I'm confused by your picks. I don't know if I like them or not.
Me either. I think that high risk, high reward.
You could have taken DJ.
Still not in homer mode.
Yeah, he's very much in down-the-line mode, please.
Yeah. And, I mean, Andujar has 5 homers. Clint has 5 homers. Glaber and DJ both have 3. They just haven't been in homer mode.
Yeah.
It would be, I'll tell you what, this could be a twist of the knife, and it's a half premonition. Like, this could be the Glaber-Torres, like, 3-homer come-out game. You know, like, the big boys did it. Glaber's waiting for his. That would really chap my ass if Glaber did that. But I'd also be excited.
You'd be happy for him.
I'd be stoked, man. There'd be some good tweets after the game, like Glaber Torres coming in today had an OPS of 713, and after the game he's got an OPS of 789. Can you believe baseball?
Bump him up to 800.
I thought that might be too much of a reach for one game. I don't know.
I don't know. We've never been to math. We don't do math.
Math pod. James, what do you think the over-under is? Kinger and Happer?
BBD put it in the sheet, so he spoiled it for me.
Oh, it's, BBD doing your job.
It's high.
Man, that's a big number, Timbo.
I gasped when I saw it this morning.
That's the highest we've had this season.
I'm taking the under. I think that's Vegas trying to fuck with us.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Gut reaction.
Yeah.
I tell for anyone that's just listening, the over-under is 11. We didn't say it.
Yeah.
let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I tell you that this game ends up 8-4.
Yeah.
Are you shocked?
No, not at all.
Does it sound kind of right?
Sounds very reasonable.
I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, I see what
you... I have it as an 8-4 finish.
I love that. Early promo. Yeah, this one just feels like messing with the gods. And, like, maybe after the third inning, it's 6-2, and then you snap your fingers, and in the eighth inning, it's also 6-2 again. Getaway day, two pitchers that work quickly. So I think Vegas is spitting at us. I'm going to go with the under.
Man, I think if it's like 6-0, the Twins go to their bad bullpen, Yanks tack on 8 more, Yankees go to like Nestor, maybe even Kresge again, and they don't give a fuck. You know, I don't know. These bullpens, though, the losing team is going to push the over. That's what I said about game one yesterday. If the Yankees didn't even score, Kresge would have pushed the over. So it's both games have gone over. I'm going to stick with that. I just, whoever's losing is going to, you know, going to throw slop out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm interested to see this. I just feel the Vegas gods kicking in. So that's what I'm playing. Jim, you've thrown out a couple premos. You've been hot to trot. Anything else you need to, or anything else you see?
What premos have you,
well, you said 8-4 final.
Yeah.
More
of a prediction than a premonition.
Okay, so not a premonition.
I think that's more of a prediction.
Okay, see, I think, you know, the other day you got a little mad at me because I said I was missing your premonitions. I think if I had missed that, I think you'd be saying that was kind of a premo. So now I'm playing defensive.
I didn't see it.
Do you? What do you see?
Let me close my eyes and see something.
Okay. Quick.
I see a hot moment.
Okay.
I see guys on step up in the dugout.
Okay.
Like there's a moment where like they step up to the rail.
Yeah.
And it's like, we need to come out. I don't know what side it is, but I just see a, like you thought it was going to be yesterday with Cole and Donaldson. I think there's a weird hot moment.
Okay. Could it be at the umps too? Like, could it be the team's mad at the ump?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, if Rocco doesn't like get ejected, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like he kind of has to.
I mean, they should have ejected him last night. He threw a pitcher, kept throwing a pitcher, didn't want to pitch.
Yeah. That's not in the ejection area of the rule book. By the way, for all the Twins fans watching, Polanco, Donaldson, Kirilloff, Cruz, Larnick, Sano, Ben Rortvedt behind the dish, Andrelton, Simmons, and Celestino in center field with Jay Happ on the bump.
Are those guys?
I've got a I only
have they been playing Larnack, Rortvedt, and Celestino? Have they been playing the series?
Larnack's been playing. I think he batted third, like one of these games.
Larnack's been in all three games now.
He's a big prospect for them.
Celestino, I think, got called up halfway through.
He got his first major league hit at the end of the game last night. He got the call when Ref Snyder got hurt stretching out the double. And then Ben Rortvedt, the catcher, I only know from my nerdy Oopa video game. So that's what I've got.
Crazy.
I have a premonition. A Yankee takes a bow tonight.
Why?
It's either like Gio makes back-to-back great plays, and he just looks at the dugout and gives like a little bow, curtsy type look.
Dude, that might be the crazy, like, most far-fetched premonition yet. I mean, I love it. I'm not knocking it.
Okay.
It's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, sorry.
I just don't know if I've seen that in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's like a Nestor comes in and makes a crazy defensive play and gives a little bow to the guys or something. The light in here and how it goes, I don't know why I see these things, but it's what I see.
I think it's more likely you see something like that happens and someone in the dugout bows at them. Like, that's the angle it's more likely to
happen. Are you thinking of, like, maybe Little Big Leagues on your mind? Because they were the Twins in that movie, and The pitcher in that movie bows. I don't think I've seen a Yankee bow on the field.
Yeah, I don't know. No, because I don't.
Maybe since Ichiro.
I don't know that movie that well, but you know, it could be also like a guy, like someone on the bench is bowing to Gio after he makes the play or something.
Hold on. You're counting like the praise as a bow?
Yeah.
Okay, that's much different.
It's a form of bowing.
Is it? If someone does this,
you bow to Jesus. Bowing down. Yeah, bowing down.
I was thinking of a...
Yeah. I mean, I was including the whole bow family.
I'll take that I had bowing. I was too singular in my bowing vernacular.
Sure.
If you admit that if it was, you were only predicting a guy to do a bow on a concert stage.
Tuxedo as like bow,
a,
yeah.
Like a crazy premonition. I was like, I don't think I've seen that.
Well, it could very much be that. I just don't know. I see a bow.
I love it. I think the hat tip is, you know, the more normal way to say like nice catch or something.
Well, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Well, and know what the crazy thing is, Jim? Like, I don't see these premonitions. I see things that make them up. So I see a cow, but I assume that's the baseball gods telling me bow, and I'll have to interpret it later because it could be something else.
For every behind the scenes, Sam just walks in front of Jake with a Rorschach drawing. And what do you see?
That's not true. She left the office.
Every time he says cow.
She left the office at 5. She left the office at 5:30, so I docked her a day of PTO.
My ears fell off. I didn't hear what you just said.
You missed a hilarious joke. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody. We will be back recording the recap of Talkin' Yanks tonight after the game, like we always do. It's going to be a late one, but you sickos are probably going to love it. Because either the Yankees sweep and you're going to be feeling the juice, or they lose in some sort of weird way and you all will say, does that matter? And we'll say, not really, but like, let's get healthy and keep the good guys hitting.
Let's get healthy. Keep the good guys hitting.
Good guys hit. Play your best players and they play good. Play the Twins more.
Be a twin.
Hey.
Someone said secrets. We're supposed to tell secrets.
What do you got? BBD gave me just such cute eyeballs and smile. Like, do I
actually... Are we still alive?
Yeah, we're still alive.
Do I actually have to give a secret right now?
I peed outside of my backyard today.
Okay.
I have Jake's missing ball.
I thought I was locked out of my house.
Because
the dog walker came while I was in the shed. He locked up. I was like, fuck. I had to pee so bad. My backyard's like a fish tank. Like everybody can see any window. And I was like, but I have to pee so bad. So I peed outside and I had drank two large coffee. So it was a long, healthy pee. Mm. And I'm like hiding behind trees. They can see me. After I was done peeing and I had my normal brain on, I remembered like I have keys in the shed.
Yeah.
So that was... Hopefully no one took pictures.
You were too preoccupied to think about that.
I had pee brain. It was nuts. I called Katie in a panic. I'm like, I'm locked out.
I beat a level in my dumb brick breaker game today.
So, why is that a secret? Seems proud.
It was a secret. I hadn't told anyone, Jim. You should be proud of yours. Peeing in your backyard. That's one of the proudest things you could do. Secrets can be proud. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tonight. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.